I couldn't stop replaying her words in my head. The next thing I knew, the car was gone, and Riley stood in front of me, my face in her hands.
Killian, what was that? What came over you? He's just a friend, I swear. I went out with him and his girlfriend, Malika. She's a friend of mine. He was just bringing me home.
She thought I was jealous, which I was, to a certain extent. But that wasn't why I'd attacked him. Honestly, I wasn't sure why I'd gone after him, other than the shirt. I knew he wasn't the same guy from my parents' room, but I attacked him anyway. My shoulders deflated, and I was finally able to take in a deep breath. I'm sorry, I whispered to her. She couldn't know what triggered my response to her friend, so I decided to let her believe it was envy. I don't like seeing you with other guys.
I have several guy friends from school, just friends. You can't go attacking them all.
I know. I'm sorry. It was all I could say. I didn't have any other excuse.
Come on, let's get you back. We could talk about it there.
Aren't your parents expecting you? She shook her head and held my hand before she started walking toward our houses.
I have a little over an hour before curfew. Malika had to be at her front door by 10, so we all left early. We have time. Is your aunt home?
No, I said as I walked beside her. I don't know when she'll be back, though.
That's okay. We'll just talk.
We ran as we passed her house, just in case her parents were up. Now that we were older, they had an even harder time with us hanging out. Riley said it was because her mom was paranoid we'd have sex, but I always wondered if it was more. If I scared them, and they didn't want their daughter associating with me. Once we made it to my house, I led her inside, and then back to my room. She said we'd talk. I didn't want to.